Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everyone. It is May the 2nd, 2017, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio in today's show, Unveiling the Psychic Truth, with your host, myself, Courtney Overfield. I want to start off this show by apologizing, because normally my show airs every month on the first Tuesday at 10 a.m., and I actually haven't been able to do a show since August. There's just been so much going on with my business and clients and family and so forth that I actually have not been able to do the show. So I want to apologize to my listeners, because I know that you're out there and I know that you were listening to the show on a monthly basis, and I greatly appreciate that. And it was almost like I kind of fell off the planet there for a little while. But I am back, and I am very much committed to doing this show and being able to connect with all of you. If this is your first time listening, my name is Courtney Overfield. I am a psychic medium. I have been a psychic and a medium all of my life. I actually started doing readings when I was about 16, 17 years old. I was self-taught, but I started doing them at parties and functions and for friends and family, and it kind of exploded from there. By the time I was 17, 18, I was working at a business, and I had no idea that I was doing this professionally. You know, I thought that I was just helping people, and it didn't connect or click with me that I was actually a professional psychic at that time. And I kind of ignored it, and I continued to do, you know, friends and family, read for friends and family and friends of friends. And, you know, I would go to a graduation party and people would say, "Did you bring your cards?" and so forth. And by the time I turned 20, I was working at another professional business, and it finally clicked. You know, this was something that I was doing professionally. So I can say that I've actually been reading for over 10 years now. I enjoy it, and I enjoy helping people. So my business is Divine Temperance. I am located in Michigan, in Westland, Michigan, but I read people all over the world, and especially all over the United States. So for those of you who are interested in a reading with me, you can contact me at 313-516-8210. You can go on my Facebook page, Divine Temperance with Courtney Overfield, or you can go to my website, divinetemperance.com, but please be aware it is under construction. So that's a little bit of a background about me. If you've never came onto the show, if you've never heard any of my episodes before. So moving forward, what is this show all about? Since I haven't been on the air since August, I just kind of want to recap. Unveiling the Psychic Truth is an opportunity for me to come on the air and talk about what it's like to be psychic or psychic topics, and give you the blunt, plain, honest truth. That is the way I am in my readings. I'm not a sugarcoater. I never have been. I always tell my clients, it's not in my DNA. There's no sugar to be found. But it gives me an opportunity to really divulge, you know, what it's like to be a psychic. We psychics get so many questions. You know, what is it like? Do you feel spirits all the time? Do you read all the time? Are you on all the time? You know, how does your family deal with that? I've heard them all, and I hear some more on a regular basis, and I hear some on a less regular basis, but you know, it is very interesting, you know, to receive those questions, because it's things that we don't always think about, because it's just, to us being what we are is just like breathing. It's just a natural part of us. So this is my opportunity to divulge into those subjects and to give you a good, honest account of what that's like for us. You know, do I believe that everybody out there has some level of psychic or intuitive gifts? Yes. But some harness theirs more, and some have more strength behind theirs. You know, I would say that my gifts are definitely stronger than my husband's and my mom's and a lot of the people in my family. A, because I've worked with them and I've accepted them, and B, because it's just the way it's been. I pull things a lot more stronger than my family does. So I definitely feel like everybody has some type of inkling, but some people's are just stronger. Somebody said recently that the gifts that we have are from God, and in a way, I think that that is true. Everything that we're given is a gift from God, whether we look at it as a gift or not. So today's topic, I kind of wanted to go over some of the most frequently asked questions that I get. And I know that in previous shows, I have covered some of these things, but I wanted to kind of go into some more of the popular ones that I have been getting lately, because I do read so many clients on a weekly basis, and I do so many parties. I do home parties, events, things like that. So I get these questions. I'm in the field, per se, more often than expected. And because of that, I get these questions. Of course, clients will come to me personally and ask them, but when you tend to do more events and parties and so forth, and you're meeting new clients on a regular basis in a large sum, it's almost like the questions come forward more often. The most frequent one that I've actually been getting lately, and I think it's kind of awesome and it's kind of interesting, is how does my spouse deal with what I do? Excuse me. I think that's an interesting question because a lot of people that I know that are psychic, it's kind of a mixture. Some people that I know are psychic are completely single. They're not even dating. They don't have anybody on their radar, or they're just kind of not really interested, or just haven't found their mate, their soulmate, twin flame, that kind of thing. And then the other half, I find, are married. And if I take that half that are married, I could talk to some and they would tell me that they were completely content in their marriage. And if I talk to the other half, they would tell me that no, there's not, you're not a level of contentness. I've known psychics that have been married or in long-term relations before. I can say that from personal experience, it's not an easy thing. And don't get me wrong, it's not super hard to be married, but it's not super easy to date or try to form a relationship when you're intuitive. A, we have to respect that other person's privacy, and we could be getting information the whole entire time, and we still have to respect that person's privacy. And it's a little bit of a hard thing to do. It's like putting a cookie in front of you. You're really tempted, but you know you shouldn't. It's so easy to want to divulge into that information to find out, who are they? Can we trust them? Things along those lines. But I find that that's invading personal space, and I try to block it out as much as possible. Now, will things get through? Of course, minor things, but not big information, And to me, I just think that if I am going to date someone or get to know someone, I should do that on the level that they are trying to get to know and date me, rather than taking the shortcut of psychically tapping into them and a full blast level. And what I mean by that is that I literally read them from head to toe. I'm pulling their past and, random things that maybe I shouldn't even be aware of, it's just not my personal business. Now, I will tell you, I will use my empathy to pick up on people, and that is just kind of feeling them out in a way to where it's like, it's that initial instinct of, yep, okay, they're a good person, or nope, oh no, I'm getting this really horrible vibe, time to run. But other than that, I try to block it, and I've always been that way, even with people that I'm around. I try to block out everybody's information because I feel like an individual has a right to privacy until they step in front of me and ask for that reading. The second thing about dating is that, yeah, things will come through. And sometimes you'll just instinctually know things, whether you want to know them or not. And it makes it a little bit difficult, because there are things that you will pick up on. Whether, how hard you try to block it, sometimes it just happens. And then now all of a sudden you know those things because you trust your instincts, you trust your intuition. And yet they don't know that you know. So now you're stuck between the rock, the hard place, and the wall. Because it's like, do you openly admit or do you keep listening to yourself? Do you wait? You know, now you're going to start arguing with yourself upside down and sideways. The third biggest difficulty is in admitting that you're psychic, admitting that you're intuitive, admitting that this is a career path you followed or you've chosen. You know, when I told my husband on our first date what I did and what I was capable of, he was very logical. He was in the medical field. He still is. He didn't believe me. And he kept an open mind to it. He wasn't against it, but he just didn't believe me. And, you know, for him, it was, you know, sure. Cool. That's really cool that, you know, you can do that. But it wasn't on his register that it was real. He was not rude about it. But for me, I was very blunt forward, like take it or leave it, because I have been in too many relationships where things have been going great. I bring it to the table after the second or third date and they run. They run. They can't handle it. They don't like it. You know, this time I brought it up straight on the first date and he didn't have a problem with it. And over the years, he's witnessed my capabilities so much that he can't deny. He couldn't even deny it if he tried. So, but I get that question so often. How does your spouse handle it? He handles it because it's a part of me. He handles it because it's not a part of me that's going to go away. He handles it because it is something that he loves about me. You know, it's like loving my eye color or loving my hair color or loving my butt. You know, being intuitive in the level that I am, and most intuitives are, it is not something that we get rid of. It is not something that we throw away like a Prada purse that we've used for 6 months. You know, it is a natural part of us. It is ingrained in us, you know, that it's not going to go away. And if you love us, you have to love that too. You know, so he deals with it because he loves me and because he knows that that's who I am. You know, I once asked him, if you could change that about me, would you? And he told me no. He said no. And I asked him why. And he said, because you help too many people, and that is your purpose. You help people on a daily basis. He goes, you give a piece of yourself to every single one of your clients, whether they know it or not. You know, you think about them from the before they come in the room to the time they leave. He goes, you think about them days and months after, if they're okay, if everything's going all right. You give yourself to these clients and you help them, and your gifts allow you to do that. And I wouldn't change that for the world, because if I changed that, then I would be changing you, and I would be changing your purpose. So he that just kind of hit me hard. But you know, he does deal with the quirkiness of me knowing things. You know, I think one time, this was years ago, I texted him and told him I didn't need flowers while he was at the flower shop buying them for me. He was so upset when he came home. He deals with me waking up in the middle of the night and screaming at what it looks to be no one standing there, but to me, yes, I do see someone standing there, and I really want to go to sleep, so leave me alone. And he, you know, he just, oh God, it's another dead person, rolls over, goes back to sleep. So he deals with it in his own way, but he's also developed his own intuitive gifts and moved forward. So that is one of the most frequently questions I get. Another one of the most frequent questions I've been getting lately that I really, really want to go into, because this is really important, and this was one of the real reasons why I wanted to talk about my frequent questions lately, is because a lot of people are stepping forward and asking how to work with their intuitive gifts. And I know a lot of my clients have been asking for classes on this subject, and I will be putting something together hopefully by the end of the year. I have a lot going on, a lot of bit. I'm working on a huge project that pertains to my business right now, and when I have the time, I am so going to work on bringing classes to the table, and an intuitive class is one of them. It's just yeah, time-wise right now, there is zero time. For most of my clients, a lot of people know that I'm working on a huge project for my business, but they just don't know what it is, and it's not the time to reveal it. But a lot of people who have been asking me about the shortage of time lately, me and my husband are trying to adopt a baby girl. She happens to be my step-niece, so that's a lot of where my time's going right now, too. So, but moving on. Working with your intuitive gifts, where do I even begin with this? The first step is acceptance, and I know that that is the hardest thing for people to understand, especially in today's society and world. You know, a few months ago, I wanted to do a show around spirit guides and angels and world events and how to cope with them and deal with them, and I wasn't able to do that, so I want to kind of combine that subject material in with this, you know, working with intuitive gifts. The first level of working with your gifts, no matter where you are or what you are, is really about acceptance. You have to accept the fact that you have a gift. You can't ignore it. And if you continue to ignore it, a couple things can happen. A, it can become the Hoover Dam. Eventually, that energy gets so big that it bursts, and you will lack such a level of control if it bursts. You will really be scared and agitated. Holy crap, I'm picking up everything everywhere. What the heck do I do? On another level, you could snuff it to where you're not pulling really anything at all. You're not really getting anything at all, and it's almost like the gift disappears in a way. Now, no gift truly disappears, but you will have that feeling, and it will give you a sense of restlessness and sometimes for some a sense of depression because you feel like you're missing something. And like I said before, your gifts are just as a natural part of you as it is to breathe. You can do what you want with that gift, but at the end of the day, it'd be like cutting off your arm. Do you really want to do that? You know, it's not just going to go away unless you force it to in a really harsh manner. So it really is about accepting it. Accepting it doesn't mean that it's going to come out and slap you in the face. Accepting it doesn't mean that it is going to rule your life. Accepting it doesn't mean that you are going to pick up on every single negative thing from here to next week. Accepting it means that you are accepting yourself and that this is a part of you. And this exists for you. This is a gift. This is something to respect and honor. This is something that is to help you on your life path and your purpose. So acceptance is really about sitting down and being mindful of who you are and aware of what you're capable of. Meditation comes a lot into that, and I tell a lot of clients to meditate. You know, picture your gifts within you. See what you're capable of. The next biggest thing is a tool. And I can't stress this enough. Psychics don't need tools. I really believe that. If we really just accepted our gifts and rolled with them, we probably wouldn't need a tool. I pick up on information all the time. Why do I use cards? Because my clients feel comfortable with that. My clients don't feel comfortable with me pulling information out of thin air. I mean, some of them do, and they will request that type of reading. But the average reading I do and client I have, they want to see a tool. They do not like the idea of me pulling information out of thin air. But a tool can help you not only gain control, but also focus it to where it's not pulling things randomly out of thin air or all over the map or, you know, today I pulled about my job, tomorrow my love life, next week this, you know. And a tool can help you kind of almost file fold it. You know, I always say the tarot for me is like file folders. It allows me to separate the information and keep it organized so that I can deliver it in a manner that you remember. It is not all over the map. It is from one subject to another, to one area to another, so that you can remember what I said, as opposed to me going, well, your job looks like you're going to get a new one, and your love life looks like you need a new boyfriend, and back to the job, the current one sucks. Like, it allows me the freedom to kind of categorize and organize information and deliver it to a client in a way that is best suited for them. So I like the tarot because of that, but any tool can help you gain that focus, get that information. And it really acts as a block for you not to pull all this negativity, to ground out your energy. So whether it's tarot, crystal ball, tea leaves, palmistry, whatever tool or way you decide to read the information, I really highly recommend that. Excuse me. And then once you're at that point of working with a tool, let go. Do not put requirements on yourself. Do not put yourself in a way where it's almost like, well, I have these expectations, because you will disappoint. Your gifts don't have expectations. There is no expectations for your gifts. Let go and allow spirit and the universe to guide you on your path. You know, I can't stress that enough. And I know a lot of you guys are probably out there going, what? When you start working with a tool heavily and so forth, you will gain that confidence. You will gain that ego in a way. I'm doing it. Oh my God, I'm doing it. It's so great. I'm reading the cards and so forth. But a lot of the process is letting go and allowing your gifts to step forward naturally. Yes, you control when you use them and how you use them and what you use them for. But allowing that energy to step forward and show you what it's capable of in such a positive and helping way, let go of the process. You know, let go and see where it takes you. See where it takes you within your life. Because sometimes we don't get to control the roller coaster. All we get to do is sit on the ride. And best thing that I can say is it reminds me of the tarot card, the world. Or excuse me, not the world, the wheel. Sometimes the wheel is turning and you just got to go with the flow. You don't get to control the flow, but you have to go with the flow. There is a higher purpose even you are not aware of as a human. And the universe takes care of that. So let go and allow your gifts to flow naturally and see where it takes you within your life. So I wanted to kind of divulge that question in with world events and current things going on. There is a huge spiritual shift going on right now. And a lot of people aren't aware of that. If you take a look at our weather, for instance, our weather patterns are changing. You know, it's currently the 2nd of May and here in Michigan, and I just said and saw people on Facebook saying that they're pulling up their winter jackets because the high today is 48 degrees. You know, that for us is not normal, and it better not become normal. You know, our weather patterns are changing and shifting. You know, religion is changing and shifting. There's so many energetic shifts in the world if you just pay attention. And I know a lot of people out there probably have picked up on them. They just are ignoring them, or they think they're crazy. Oh no, you know, I'm feeling something, but I must just be nuts. No, you're not. You're picking up on the energetic shifts. The world can never stay the same. It's evolution. But most people think of evolution on a human level, on a logical, physical level, a scientific level. But there is always evolution on a spiritual level. We are evolving. The problem is humanity has resisted this evolution, this spiritual evolution. How many people have been persecuted for their gifts? How many people have been persecuted because they, oh, you're a witch, or you're this, or you're that? Humanity, in a lot of ways, has resisted this evolution. And because of that, the universe, the higher source of energy, spirit, whatever you want to call it, God, Buddha, they feel almost like it is necessary to push forward faster. So imagine an earthquake, okay, and you just keep putting that friction, that tension on those plates. And the more friction and tension, the more resistance, eventually there's that quake. Eventually, you know, we experience that on Earth, and that is what's going on. The resistance is called too much tension. And because of that tension, it's now overflowing. We are quaking. And what we're finding is that it's almost like a spiritual awakening. So many more people are coming into their gifts. So many more people are realizing that they have gifts. So many more children are being born with gifts, natural gifts. You know, I mentioned earlier that me and my husband are trying to adopt our Stepneys. She will be 2 next month. And she is naturally gifted, and I can see it. And me and my husband are nurturing it. You know, we can tell that she picks up on spirits and she's seeing spirits, and we just nurture it because it's a gift, and it's natural for her, and it excites us. So, but you know, so many more children are being born with it. You know, they call them indigo children, or I've heard rainbow children. But the point of the matter is why I get that question of a frequency of how do I deal with it is because more people are becoming aware of it. Because it's not something we can refuse anymore. It's not something that we can ignore anymore. It's not something we could shove underneath the rug anymore. The earth is quaking. Spirit is quaking. It wants the attention. Instead of being refused, it's demanding. And we are evolving. We are evolving as a human race, but we are all also evolving on a spiritual level, and that evolution needs to continue. Because next time, if we continue to refuse, the quake's not going to be minor. And I will call this quake minor. The quake will be even bigger, and it will not go over really well. You know, I always tell people life lessons are like anthills. You learn them the first time, the anthill remains an anthill. You refuse to learn the lesson, that anthill is going to grow into a hill and then a mountain. And it becomes so much more to have to overcome because of our refusal to learn. That's where karma kind of comes into the picture. You look at that situation and you refuse to learn it. And if you continue to refuse it within this lifetime, you will repeat it in the next. You know, excuse me, on top of the life lessons that you already have to learn in the next lifetime, because every lifetime you are learning a series of life lessons. Some are easier, some are harder. You know, it's just the nature of it. But at the end of the day, you know, that is what we are doing. We are turning the anthill into a mountain because we refuse to accept. And that anthill right now is maybe that hill, you know, where it's that small quake, but the more refusal and resistance, it will turn into that mountain. And that's why the mountain is more drastic. The mountain is more severe. The mountain comes with more. But what I'm finding is because of this quake, because of this opening, because of this evolution of spiritual energy, there are a lot of people that are accepting it and moving forward and trying to learn and trying to grow. And that is one of the reasons why a lot of us psychics are doing the things that we're doing. We're being more open and frank about our gifts and our capabilities because we don't feel like we're being persecuted in ways that maybe we were 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years ago. We can give out that information and those experiences to help people grow and flourish and learn. It's part of the reason why I do what I do within my business and what I do with radio, because most people who are my clients, or even most people who are on radio now, know that I am the executive producer for Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. You know, that's why I do this, because it gives me an opportunity to promote people and help people who are in the community, who are giving information in classes and teaching and so forth and so on. They're sharing that information. They're helping people who don't know where to look and don't know what to do. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, like I said, a lot of psychics in the community are starting to do that. Did her show a few weeks ago, and she answered a lot of frequently asked questions, and you know, she answered them beautifully. And I love you, Deb. I'm sure you might listen to this, so I'm just gonna throw that out there. But even she's a friend of mine, and I've known her for years. We actually started off at the same business together when I was 20, and I don't even know how old she was, but anyways, she was probably 22. But anyways, you know, we both have that inclination to help the community, to help people grow. You know, the side effect of that it might isolate us. You know, honestly, there are some people out there who don't like the concept or the idea of that. There's other psychics that don't like the concept or idea because they don't look at the whole picture. They might look at their small clientele. But it's not about sharing clients, and it's not about sharing the wealth and sharing this and sharing that. It's about sharing energy and experience and knowledge. It's about walking the path of the teacher because you've already walked the path of the student. And there is a quote out there somewhere, and I'm sure I'm going to screw this up, but it's every teacher eventually expects the student to become the teacher. You know, you can walk the path of the student your whole entire life, but at some point you will become the teacher. It doesn't mean you stop learning as a student, but it means that you start sharing the information you've been taught, and you help somebody else walk the path of the student as well. It's a beautiful thing. I always say that there's never a point in my life where I stop learning anything. Yes, I feel very comfortable in the things that I've learned, but there's so many things that I don't know. And that's the beauty of life, that I continue to learn and grow. And I'm learning and growing even now. My gifts are what they are. But there's other things that I learn to do and work with, you know, stones and my candle kits that I make and my new products that I work with. And there's things that I learn, you know, new things that I tap into all the time. I'll forever be a student, excuse me, but I am also a teacher. And a lot of us psychics feel that we are allowed to be that. We are allowed to naturally walk the path of a teacher and teach those who seek our counsel. And that is part of the evolution. That is part of the growth. But there is also this strong resistance of not wanting to do it. Mindfulness is all about being conscious of your actions, not only on a physical level, but on a spiritual level too. It's like a game of chess. You always have to be three moves ahead. Well, being mindful is being three moves ahead. It is looking at those moves. If I do this, what are the consequences of my actions? If I say this, what are the consequences of that? You know, being mindful in the moment and so forth. And mindfulness is something that I've tried to practice because it's not always a walk in the park. And I think a lot of people do, but there's also some who just don't. They don't think before they act or speak. You know, they tend to rely on the negative, you know, lies, manipulation, greed. You know, to them, it's about their fortune, their wealth, their security. And that is the negative side of this, that resistance, that while I don't care about the greater whole of a client, I care about the fact that they paid me $50 in a half hour, you know, or I have more clients than you, or I'm more popular than you, or, you know, there's a negative side to everything because the negativity teaches us gratitude. And with this situation, with this opening and this movement spiritually, with the world and the world events and the things that are going on right now, there is always a negative connotation. There is always a sense of righteousness. And that is what we are experiencing now, is to move forward with love and light and being more mindful of their actions and what they do and follow that spiritual path and that spirituality. But on the flip side of that, you have the negativity. And that is those people who act in greed and act in righteousness and act in a way that is very limiting because they are not mindful. And what that does is it pushes us people who walk the path of the light to become more of a teacher, to step forward more, to try to extend that help to more people, to spread the love and spread the light. It also makes us feel this strong level of gratitude for what not only we are capable of doing, but that we are able to help people because, you know, without the dark, we would never be grateful for anything. We would just have this level of acceptance and entitlement. So it is really a gift. And avoiding that negativity and staying on the path of light is truly, truly a work. It is, but it is an honor. And it has its own level of reward, too. So take a look at current events. You know, we have a new president. His first 100 days are over. We've bombed, you know, a couple countries recently. We have done a lot of things. You know, there's more crime. There is police brutality. There is civilian brutality. I am not going to go into personal opinion on any of these subjects, because your personal opinion is probably different than mine and so forth and so on. But take a look at these things and the level of negativity that has come out of these things, teen suicides, weight loss to where it's being shoved down your throat. There's so many active things that have a level of negative to them. And what is the purpose and the point of them? You can either follow that path and you can follow the spiritual path of negativity. You can stay, instead of staying on the road, you can take the trail to the left and see where it takes you. I can guarantee you the outcome is not going to be very pretty. Your lessons are going to pile on a whole lot faster. Or you can stay on the path and walk the path of the light and recognize these things as negativities that do need to be overcome. But those people who are doing these things need that love and light. They need that. They need that support. Hate doesn't get us anywhere. It doesn't. Anxiety doesn't get us anywhere. I heard a quote the other day that the more you worry, it's the more work you're putting into that. You're putting more energy into worrying than you are into physically acting beyond your worry. Overcoming that worry. So are you going to waste your time worrying and being anxious and hateful? Or are you going to find and take that energy and put it into action? And by putting it into action, you do that in a positive way, which is ultimately not hating, not being jealous or spiteful or angry. It is giving these people love. It is sending these people love and light, because at the end of the day, were their actions right? Probably not. Were their actions good? Obviously not so. But if we don't come to a place where we start pulling away from the hate and the negativity, then it will consume everyone. It is so much easier to hate than it is to love, because society teaches us is that it's okay to hate. And yet it does not teach us to love. It teaches us that we want love, but it does not teach us how to do so. I've been staring at me right now because he doesn't know which radio show I'm doing. I'm doing my own show.
I don't know. I'm working on that. Monday. I was looking at Tuesday, first Tuesday.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
So now you guys can all hear my husband. Excuse me.
First Tuesday of the month.
He's usually not home when I do my radio shows. So, and since I haven't done one since August, I think that he's a little surprised that I'm doing it. But like I said in the beginning of the show, I really want to get back into doing this and being informative to my clients and telling the truth. If you want my blunt and honest opinion about what I've been talking about accepting your gifts and what's going on. Do I like what's going on right now? No. Hell no. Okay. But in the same sense, will I allow it to steer me off my path, impact me, take me away from the positive, take me away from what I'm meant to do and all the people I'm meant to help? No. Not going to happen. So, it's one of those things where if I have a client in front of me, I would say this. And I would say this very bluntly too. You have two choices. You can either walk the path of the positive and the light, and maybe the life lessons over there are not a walk in the park, and they may not be easy, but you overcome them, and you learn them, and you accept them, and you move forward. Or you can walk the path of the dark or the negative, and you can sit there and you can ask yourself why your life is not changing, why things are not going your way, why, I'm not getting this. I manifest it and it's not being given to me. Because maybe you're not entitled to it. Because maybe at the end of the day, the universe will bring it to you at the right time, at the right place. And there's other things that you're meant to learn before then. We are not entitled to anything. We are only allowed to live and experience life to the fullest. And coming from that place of entitlement, it's not going to get you anything. It's like head bashing the universe. You want to sit down and have a throwdown with them, and you think you're going to get somewhere. And they're looking at you going, but we have all the cards in our hand. And you don't even have chips to put on the table. You know, I try to explain to my clients all the time, there is no concrete answers for why we experience the things that we do in that moment or in the beginning. But there's always a purpose on the outside of the gate. And if you could see the positive in it, and if you can accept that maybe that is an experience that you need to go through, no matter how bad it is, you will understand on the outside of it why you needed it. And ultimately, maybe it takes you to a greater end than even you knew. It's like losing friends, which is an experience that I've had a lot lately. You know, I've lost a lot of friends recently, you know, due to a lot of many reasons. A lot of them just couldn't accept what my path was and my path of positivity. You know, it hurts, it stings, it blows. But in the same sense, I realize that they are not meant to be part of my path because they cannot keep up. They cannot keep up with my positivity. They cannot keep up with what I'm doing, what I'm trying to achieve. And I know, as bad as it hurts, that the more I move forward, the more the right people will step into place. So I have that positivity and that hope that even though these situations suck, that I'm moving forward in a way that it will ultimately be positive in the end. And I truly believe that. So I mentioned that I wanted to talk about a lot of the most frequent questions I get. And I hope that, you know, what I've been talking about really kind of covers some things. You know, another one of my most frequent questions lately has been about spirit guides and angels. And this kind of goes back to world events and so forth. Remember, we talked about this quake and this energy shift. That energy shift is on the spiritual plane. What people don't put together is that we are humans, so our relativity is all about the earth, right? We look at the earth, we see it, we're on it, and we can only conceive that because logically and physically we are here. It is very hard to logically conceive something that we cannot see, feel, touch. The spiritual plane is not something that we always have, you know, that ability to see, to be aware of, to touch. So when we recognize the changes at a logical human level, we can only conceive them on the earth. We're looking at, oh, there's an earthquake. Yep, we see the earthquake. It's on the news. Oh, yep, you know, that country's sinking to the sea. Yep, we can see it. It's on the news. Or we saw, you know, we witnessed it. Somebody witnessed it. The spiritual plane is a lot harder to witness. But these quakes are on a spiritual level. So how does that play out? Well, spiritual level is in the spiritual plane is not just intuitive gifts, but it is the beyond. It is the higher plane of existence where your dead relatives, your loved ones, your ancestors, your spirit guides, your angels, your goddesses, your ascended masters, whoever you pray to, whoever you work with, they are on that plane. And with that quake, it's almost like opening up the door a little bit further. Excuse me, that door is not as firmly shut as you would expect. So what does that mean for humanity? That means that we're picking up on that information a whole heck of a lot more than we used to. And it means that more people are becoming aware of that spiritual plane. You know, they sense their ancestors around them or their spirit guides, or they're sensing or seeing or feeling more of that spiritual plane, more of their angels and their guides. And that's a beautiful thing. I really do think that's a beautiful thing. But you also have to remember that where there is light, there is also dark. And people are picking up more on the negative. And I get more people coming in telling me that and hexes and curses and demons and negative spirits and negative energy. There is always a counterbalance to the light. And when one grows, the other one does too. And that is where we need to recognize that and protect ourselves more and, you know, work more with the light. But to answer your question, yes, more people are picking up on their gifts, but more people are also picking up on spirit. And that's a good thing because we are finally getting those messages. We are finally getting those things that we need to hear, and we're not ignoring them. You know, I pick up on more spirits now than I did 5 years ago. Not because my gifts have expanded. My gifts are always what they've been, but because those spirits, that energy is now stepping forward more because things do need to shift and things do need to change. And the universe is tired of the resistance. We are always supposed to evolve. That is just the point of our existence. And to resist that is the universe is going, nope, not having it. So for those of you out there who ask me the question all the time, you know, I'm starting to pick up on spirits, or I feel like somebody's around me, or, you know, am I capable of it? Everybody's capable of it. The thing is whether or not you're willing to accept it and you're willing to accept the message. And also be aware that, you know, to keep an open mind, you might think you're getting the message from a loved one when really that message is coming through from an angel or an ascended master or somebody above and beyond. You know, we always try to limit our beliefs to you know, oh, you know, well, it has to be an ancestor, because why would an angel ever want to speak to me? Why wouldn't they? You're as precious to them as anybody else. So just keep an open mind to where that message is coming from. You know, I'm trying to think off at the top of my head of any more frequently asked questions. I guess the biggest one is how do I handle business, you know, and being who I am. You know, the best answer I can give is it's a day-to-day. My business is 24 hours, 7 days a week. And I don't mean you can book an appointment 24 hours, 7 days a week. I mean that my heart's in it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just like my heart's in radio just as much. You know, at the end of the day, I look at it as my business will never be separate in my life. It'll always be a part of me because it's my ability to help people. That's what I do through my business. And I do with my products and my stones and my necklaces and my jewelry and all these things that I do. There really is no balance. I've tried to find the balance, and I've realized that the balance is acceptance, that it's never going to go away, that it's always going to be a part. I can control how often I do it, but I need to stop fighting the fact that, you know, it's not always a walk in the park. No business ever is. No job ever is. No career ever is. It has its ups and downs. It has its good, awesome, epic moments. But then there's days that I read a client who has a lot going on or going through a terrible ordeal, and it makes it hard because I feel for that person. I want to change it. So it's just one of those things where, no, I don't think that any of us ever find that balance, but we find that level of acceptance and we move forward. I love what I do. I wouldn't change it, and I probably will never change it. But my balance comes from knowing that I'm doing good and remembering that I am human and there's this thing called sleep and I deserve it too. So... I want to kind of finish out the show with some upcoming things I got going on. And I apologize for the coughing and so forth. My allergies are really acting up this morning. And me and my husband actually just came back home from vacation on Sunday. We were gone for 10 days. We were in Florida and Tennessee. So for all of you guys who live out of state, you know what I'm talking about when I say this kind of sucks. Because Florida was 70, 80 degrees. Tennessee was 80, 90 degrees the few days we were there. And we come home to Michigan and it's 48. And then yesterday it got into the 60s a little bit, but it was rainy and windy all day. And then today it's 48 again. It's like, come on, seriously, we just gave up all that awesome and epic heat for this. So my allergies are just not handling it. So... anyways, as far as upcoming events, so let me start with this. I am local out of Westland, Michigan. So if you want to book an appointment with me, I offer in-person appointments, and I also offer over-the-phone appointments. You can call me at 313-516-8210. You could also text message me at that number if it's more convenient. And like I said, you can either book an in-person appointment or you can book an over-the-phone appointment. My prices don't change either way. I get that question a lot. What are your prices? So I will tell you guys. A 15-minute reading is 30, a half hour is 50, 45 minutes is 70, and a full hour is 90. And so those are my reading prices. It doesn't matter if you're in the office or over the phone, they stay the same. So I do have an event coming up this Sunday at Bodyworks Healing Center. I know that a lot of our Michiganders, our listeners are probably familiar. From noon to 4, I will be offering my reading services there, and I will also be offering my products. So if you're interested in booking an appointment with me at that event this Sunday, May 7th, you can call 734-416-5200 and let them know that you want to book an appointment with Courtney, and let them know how long you want to, an appointment for. And I'll be offering, my tarot, my mediumship. I will also be offering palmistry there too. So, if you want to take advantage of it, go for it. I will be honest with you. A lot of my clients ask me, well, do you have any weekend appointments? Nope, because normally I'm booked with parties and events. So this is a great opportunity for my listeners and my clients who really want to get me on the weekend, and for a weekend reading. That is your chance. That is your opportunity. So I would say kind of keep that in mind. But I'm excited to be working with Bodyworks and Pat and Dave, and I'm so thrilled that they asked me to partake in this event. So I'm excited, and at the end of the day, I can't wait to be. It's exciting for me. I'm sorry. I was checking in the chat room to see who was listening, but, thank you guys. Thank you for inviting me to be part of this event. For those of you who are clients or listeners, I know that I have a lot of regular clients and listeners. I book parties, about 3 months in advance. The last 6 to 8 months, I've been solidly booked. I haven't even had an availability. Right now, I do have some May opening dates, June and July dates for parties. If you would like a May, June, or July party or event, please get a hold of me ASAP, because I am limited on availability for those for this month, next month, and the following, but I do have some availability left. I book up really fast for parties and events. Because I do travel around Michigan to do these, and ultimately I enjoy them. So, and a lot of people do. I offer 3 different party plans that fit you and your friends' needs or your family's needs. And I also bring out products that you guys can shop. So give me a call, 313-516-8210, if you want to book a party with me. Lastly, definitely check out my face page, Divine Temperance, with Courtney Overfield. I like to do gem shows. And what I do is I go live on my Facebook page, and I will show stones and crystals and jewelry and kits and a lot of my products, and you are capable of buying them right then and there off of Facebook. You just have to watch the feed and say sold if you want something. I will be doing one in the month of May. I do one every single month. So please, please go to my Facebook page, like it, double check it, because I will be planning that event here soon, and there will be one in May. I just quite haven't figured out the date. I have to double check. So usually I do them on Friday evenings. But you can even watch the show after it airs and contact me and let me know if there's something you want to purchase. I usually do PayPal, or you can call me or connect with me directly to give me a debit or credit information. And then I ship all over the United States. And I usually try to do the cheapest of the flat rate shipping. And usually if you spend $200 or more, the shipping's completely free. So there are some perks, and I do great deals. So I might show a $20 stone and drop the price to $15. It gives my clients an opportunity to get really some awesome deals that you would not get if you came into my office. So definitely pay attention to my live gem show feeds. Like I said, I usually try to show kits and crystals and jewelry and so forth, and I take requests. So if somebody is looking for something or they want to see something of mine, I can definitely pull it down and show it. I love doing it. It's so much fun, and my clients have a lot of fun with it too. So definitely check that out. So those are some things that I'm working on right now and things that I got on the table. So I want to thank you very much for listening. I appreciate it. I will be back on next month, I promise, the first Tuesday of the month in June, which is the 7th. Wow, okay, yeah, wow, I can't even believe it. Next month's my birthday month, so, and I take the whole month for my birthday, whether you like it or not. But anyways, I will be back on, June 6th, and, which is an awesome day. I love the number 6th. So I will be back on live then and hopefully have another awesome topic. If you want to hear me talk about something, if there's something you have a question about or you're curious about, please get a hold of me. You can also email me at moonbeamessence at yahoo.com. And you, you can definitely get a hold of me and say, you know what, I want to know more about this subject, or I want to know more about that subject, or what about this? I've had requests before, and I usually try to fulfill them, and I have a lot of fun doing that and taking those questions. I don't take live callers, and I don't do live readings, but you can contact me for a personal one. You can contact me with any questions that are relative to the show. Lastly, if you're just tuning in, you can go to bodymindspiritradio.com, click on Veiling the Psychic Truth, and you can listen to this show in archive. Please share with friends and family. I greatly appreciate it. And if you have any questions about Body, Mind, Spirit Radio as a whole, please get a hold of me. I've given out my contact information. You can use that same exact contact information to get a hold of me about radio. Whether you're interested in being on radio or you want your own show, or you're curious about the network in any shape, form, or fashion, any questions you have, get a hold of me. I love being the executive producer for the radio station, and I love being able to connect with our listeners. So I'm always available for any questions, concerns, or if you're interested in radio. So until next time, have a wonderful month. Enjoy Beltane. Enjoy the month of May. Enjoy the coming of summer. And I hope to hear from you all. Thanks so much.